With South Sudan now fully independent, plans are underway to deploy a new United Nations peacekeeping force in the country. The UN Security Council unanimously approved that force last week, assuring the new nation of military and police support to help maintain peace and security. Today, the newly appointed head of UNMISS, Hilda Johnson, who is also the special representative of the UN Secretary General to South Sudan, met with journalists for the first time since her appointment. Johnson is a veteran of South Sudanese affairs. As the Norwegian Minister of International Development, she was heavily involved in the North-South CPA negotiations and recently wrote a book on that topic called Waging Peace in Sudan. Previously, she was also the Deputy Director of the UN Children's Agency. At her press conference today, Johnson talked about the mandate of the new mission as provided for in UN Security Council Resolution 1996.
It highlights three main areas for the mission. One, peace consolidation, which also includes political diversity inclusiveness. So the prerequisite for peace and consolidation is that this is an inclusive government. The second area highlighted in the Security Council report is indeed conflict management, conflict resolution, and protection of civilians. And the third element is support to the nation state of South Sudan, not least in the security sector, in rule of law, justice, human rights, abiding with international norms and standards.
There have been growing concerns that the current United Nations mission in Sudan, or UNMISS, has not done enough to prevent the abuse of civilians. However, Johnson told reporters here in Juba that the new mission is authorized to do more to protect civilians and prevent human rights abuses. Johnson herself is seen as a tough, no-nonsense appointment who is expected to take the government to task on this and other issues when necessary. Under the new mandate, the UN will deploy a 7,000-strong military force and 900 international police, as well as an unspecified number of UN civilian staff, including human rights experts.
In the Security Council mandate, human rights has been highlighted significantly, so that's going to be critical for our mandate, both for women, children, IDPs, refugees, etc. I also want to highlight that on the military security side, it is stronger than before. It has a very clear and strong Chapter 7 mandate. This means that if citizens are in imminent threat and South Sudan forces are not in a position to protect them, indeed the mission has the mandate to be able to do so.
Johnson says the new mission plans to open bases at county and state levels so as to meet the demands of the local communities.
The third element, which is not in the mandate, but which we hope to do, is to be closer to the communities. So with more of a decentralized presence, that the mission can be closer to communities and be better at engaging with the communities, listening to the communities, and with our presence also enable development agencies to deliver to the community.
There are negative perceptions of the current UN mission in Sudan, with some communities accusing peacekeepers of not respecting local cultural norms. But Johnson says the new mission will work with local leaders to obtain feedback to help improve its performance.
To make sure that we also get the feedback we need, I want to do two things. One, I want to have a survey can tell us a little bit more about the perceptions of people in South Sudan, the local communities, on how the mission has been doing. The second thing I want to do is to establish an advisory council for me as SRSG, consisting of local leaders and traditional leaders in South Sudan, people that can advise me on how we are doing, whether it's representatives of the church, whether it's representatives of the communities, ethnic groups, civil society, other parties. I would very much like to have that type of advisory council established that can give me feedback on how we're doing.
It is not yet clear which countries the peacekeepers will come from. Johnson says the UN Department of Peacekeeping is in discussions now with several countries. The current peacekeeping mission is expected to be disbanded in the next 2 months before the new peacekeeping troops are deployed. The Security Council is today expected to give South Sudan another vote of confidence by recommending it for membership in the United Nations and then the General Assembly is expected to approve South Sudan as the UN's 193rd member state by tomorrow.